let's go. All right, so we head into the Siman Reish Tzadi Hei. So the next couple of Simanim have to do with Kalayim. First, and it's divided up, and that's part of the complication is that the halachos are different for different types of mixtures. So there's, and they're separate mitzvos as well. There's a kavas ha'ilan, there's a kavas, there's the mixtures of trees, and there's mixtures of vegetables or greens. I'm not sure what the official definition of vegetables is versus, so I don't know, the art school Mishnayos uses the term greens, the things that come from the ground. And then there is harkavas behema. There's also or kalayim of animals that get mixed together. So all of these sort of work together and sort of work separately from each other. And then there's also different rules with regards to what is relevant in Eretz Yisrael versus what is relevant in Chutz Laaretz. So that is a significant part of the complication here as we get started. Now, this sort of came to my attention when Tuvia started gardening a couple of years ago. So Mark Solomon came over one day and cleared out about a 10 by 10 foot space in our backyard for him to garden and put fence around. And I'm looking at this thinking like, hey, isn't there like a whole masechta about like, and he had bought like, carrot seeds and cucumber seeds and, some kind of sunflower and there's something else. And I was thinking like, hey, isn't there like some kind of like, Dindo Raisa about making sure these things don't get planted in close proximity to each other? Like, aren't there like really complicated diagrams that like pop up every once in a while in random Masechtos as well as in Masechtos Kalayim in the beginning? So the answer to that very quickly was no. All right, that actually wasn't the problem, as we will see, that those halachos of seeds mixing together is only applicable in Eretz Yisrael, and not applicable in Chutz Laaretz, at least when it comes to greens and flowers and things like that. So the very first thing that, and then there's also Kilei HaKerem also, right? So there's really three halachos. There's halachos of Kilei HaSadeh, of mixtures of vegetables in a field or a garden. Then there's Kalayim of trees, which is the grafting of trees. Questionable how, if that is applicable to mixture of tree seeds, I guess that'd be the word. And then there's Kali Akarim, which is mixing something in with a vineyard. So those are, and then there's Kali Behema, which is like, you know, the evil step cousin or something. That's kind of scary. So anyways, so here we hit off Reish Tadi Hei, the halachos of Kali's rhyme. And this is applicable, at least in Eretz Yisrael, less so in Chutz Laaretz. So here we see the Torah. The Torah says, Harkavas ha'ilan, that the mixture of trees, or grafting of trees, the Pasuk says, Eschukosai tishmoru, behemtecha lo tarbia kalayim, sarcha lo tizra kalayim. That's the Pasuk. You should keep my chukos. The animals you should not mix. You should not mate those animals. And sarcha lo tizra kalayim. And your field, you should not plant, or you should not seed with kalayim. So then the Torah continues, ma behemtecha afilu b'chutz laaretz, avsarcha afilu b'chutz laaretz. So just as your animal should be relevant, the prohibition of mixing the animals is prohibited outside of Eretz Yisrael, so to your field should also be. V'hai sarcha lutizra lav b'kalizrayim ayri. But, he says, the halacha of sarcha lutizra, as it appears in that pasuk, is actually not talking about the mixture of seeds. She'osan einan asurin b'chutz laaretz, because the mixture of seeds is not prohibited in Chutz Laaretz. Ella b'kalei ha'ilan, right? The thing that is asur in Chutz Laaretz is the mixture of trees. She'osa noagin afil b'chutz laaretz. It's the mixture of mixing trees together. That is noag even in Chutz Laaretz. V'dafka b'markiv ilan v'ilan. And the Torah concludes by saying, but it's not talking about just mixing seeds and having some mutant tree grow. Rather, it's talking about grafting trees. That if you grafting trees together, and as we'll see, of two different minim, of two different types, so that becomes usur in Eretz Yisrael. Right? And that actually, I mean, that is an issue. That is things that people do, whether knowingly or unknowingly. Sometimes those are things that happen. Certainly not just if you own a field, but even if you just plant a tree. in your backyard. So you may try to strengthen it by connecting it to something else. So that sounds like it would be an Isser D'Oraisa of grafting trees together, assuming they are not the same min, that they're not the same type. So where do we figure this out? And truth is, stuck in the middle there someplace is this issue of kalei, of kilei ha-kerem, of the vineyard issue. So those are actually three different levels of prohibition. So comes the Beis Yosef here from page one of the Zohar sheets. He says, Besof parakama de kedushin, tanan. We have a mission that tells us in the beginning of kedushin, de kalayim noagin af b'chutzlaretz. That the kalayim is noag in chutzlaretz. Right? That is right next to the Orla, right? There's a mission that says Orla v'kilayim noig b'chutz la'aretz, and Rebbe Eliezer Omer even chadash, right? And that was that. And all of a sudden, the Rishonim seemed to paskin like Rebbe Eliezer. I actually had last week a young man from the neighborhood who, lives in Balakinwood. I think learned in Gush, and he called me up asking. He's like, starts asking me what the Yashan story is. I'm like, what's going on here? Like, of our various establishments, like where can he rely on for Yashan things? He's going to Penn. I'm like, well, first of all, you know, the Penn dining room, nothing is Yashan. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm going gluten free during the week, right? So it's only an issue for me on Shabbos then. Like, okay. He's like, well, I'm going to a wedding tonight, whatever. So he tried to give him a little bit of bliss. I was like, but where did this come from? It's like, you know, he goes to LMS. I'm like, well, where did this come from? He's like, well, you know, I learned through the sugya and I went to Gush and, you know, Rav Moshe Lichtenstein is makbid on it. And, like, it makes sense to me. That's something that should be makbid on, which we learned about, right? Which he's right. So I was like, okay, fine. You know, but, you know, first of all, it ain't simple for you to figure out, right? You're about to enter into the barren months. And then beyond that, maybe next time you speak to Rav Moshe Lichtenstein, you could ask him the question, my question, which we sort of had at that point, which was that the Isser of Chadash and Yashan is really seems to be focused around the harvest beginning around Pesach time, and we don't eat any of the new grains until something is brought into the Beis HaMikdash. But the idea that there would be a harvest in summertime and that you would have to keep it in a warehouse for 6 months over the course of the winter, right, until it could be eaten around Pesach time, right? That doesn't seem to be the way the mitzvah was designed, right? It doesn't, like, the mitzvah seems to be designed around a winter wheat kind of thing, something that grows over the winter and begins to sprout in the springtime, rather than this, the wheat that grows over the summer and then being held for 6 months until you could have it, after Pesach. So he said he would take it to the powers that be, and he'll let me know if there's a answer. But anyways, he still needs to know all the, I didn't convince him to not do it. But, all right. Anyways, so that same Mishnah, right? So that Mishnah lists off Orla Kilayim as being Noeg in Chutz La'aretz, and Rebbe Eliezer holds, Yashan. So the Gemara there comments on, and now turns to the next page. So it says Lama Tesam Beis, really Lama Tesam at Aleph. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lokin al HaKalayim. So they say that the Gemara says, the Rav Asi says that you get Malkus for violating Kalayim. So Amar Le Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosi, Vatanan, but wait a second, but the Mishnah says, Vakalayim midivrei Sofrim. We have a Mishnah in the end of Maseches Orla that says that Kalayim is only Dindurabanan. So he says, lo kasha. So the Gemara straight away answers. He says, kan b'kilei ha-kerem, kan b'harkavas ha-ilon. It says, when it says divrei sofrim, that's talking about kilei ha-kerem. That's talking about vineyard kalayim, which we'll see what that is. And kan b'harkavas ha-ilon, but where the Mishnah, where it says that kalayim is even chayiv on a level of d'oraisa, even in chutz la'aretz, right? So that is that's talking about grafting of trees. So grafting of trees is noeg, even in chutz la'aretz, as an Isser D'Oraisa. And Kilei HaKerem is only a Din D'Rabbanan. And then the Gemara continues on and says, Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel says, the Amar Eschukusai Tishmoru Chukim Shekakaktim Lachem Kfar Pemtecha Lo Tarbiya Kilayim Sarcha Lo Tizra. That the pasuk is, you're going to keep my chukos. And Shmuel says, yeah, the chukos that have already been instructed to you. For example, meaning the animals that you're not allowed to be marvia them, that you're not allowed to crossbreed animals.
Crossbreed.
Right? And you're not allowed to crossbreed and climb sarchalotizra, and the climb of your field, you're not supposed to plant. Kalayim. Now, where exactly that is from earlier, didn't really get to the bottom of that. It might be from Maisa Bereshis. It might be from that Hashem says, I presented you many trees, and like, that's what you should be doing. I'm not exactly sure where it came, where we're assuming that these halachos existed beforehand. But anyways, the Gemara continues on and says, but just as behemtecha miharva, af sarcha beharva, that just as the behemos is crossbreeding, so too in your field it's a crossbreeding issue. And just as your behemtecha noig bein baris bein mechutz laaretz, so too af sarcha noig bein baris bein mechutz laaretz. Ve'ela haksiv sadcha, so but what's sadcha coming to exclude then? Sahu lema'utei zerayim shebechutz laaretz. Oh, that's to exclude seeds in chutz laaretz. So therefore this Gemara is telling us that the mixture of trees is a problem Doraisa in Chutz La'aretz, but mixing seeds is not going to be a problem in Chutz La'aretz. Now, there is a question about tree seeds. Are tree seeds in the seeds category or in the trees category? So that ends up being a machlokas rishonim, which we probably won't get to tonight. But that is the breakdown then. So then the Gemara comes and gives a couple examples. So Rav Yosef Ma'arev Bizrini Vizara. That Rav Yosef apparently mixed these trees together and mixed these seeds together and planted them. So Amar Lei Abai. So Abai turns to Rav Yosef. Atran Hakalayim Divrei Sofrim. He says, but wait a second. But Kalayim are still Divrei Sofrim. He says, yeah, very good. I already learned a little bit in Maseches Kedushim, and we distinguish between trees which are Doraisa and seeds which are only Durabanan. He says, but they're still Durabanan, right? Rav Yosef, right? You keep Durabanans. So Amalei says, Lo kasha, kan bikali hakerem, kan bikali zerayim. He says, no, kali hakerem, that's a din Durabanan. Kali zerayim is totally mutter. So there is the breakdown, right? The breakdown is grafting trees is usser b'chutz laaretz Doraisa. Kalei hakerem in a vineyard, if a vineyard is involved, that's an issur d'rabbanan in Chutz La'aretz. And mixing seeds that are not having to do with the vineyard is mutter in Chutz La'aretz. It's mutter legamre. So there you go. The garden that took root in the back of our house for a couple of summers, right? So we didn't have to worry about any of those mixtures going on there. Then the Gemara continues on and says, Kali akarim de be'eretz asurim bahana. He says, why is that? Why are we distinguishing? Why are we saying it's only an issur d'rabbanan when it comes to kali akarim, but it's going to be mutter legamri when it comes to regular seeds? He says, well, kali akarim de be'eretz asurim bahana. B'chutz la'aretz nami gazu b'rabbanan. He says, well, kali akarim in Eretz Yisrael is asur bahana, right? What comes from it. So in Chutz La'aretz, we're going to put a gezeiran, but kali zerayim, which in Eretz Yisrael is not asur bahana, meaning it's asur to do, but once it's grown, it's mutter to eat. So in Chutz La'aretz, lo gazer b'hu rabbanan. So therefore, there was no gezeira on it. The rabban didn't pose a gezeira on. V'chasav harash, right? Nimsa din kalayim achsha b'chutz la'aretz nechlak gimel chalakim, harkamas ilam midoraisa, kali akarim midorabbanan, and kali zerayim are mutter. Okay, so that is the official breakdown of this dip. Simply, right? So
you have Zerayim, but you say you differentiate with tree seeds versus other seeds.
No, so that ends up being a machlokas about the seeds that are used to grow trees. Meaning trees are nisur d'oraisa to graft them, right? So what about mixing the seed? What about just mixing the seeds and letting them grow? So that ends up being a machlokas we've shown him. It ends up being a machlokas on the page of Shulchan Aruch, which I don't think we're going to get to tonight. But that'll have to be coming attractions. So the So if you go to the Shulchan Aruch page, so the Shulchan Aruch lays it out as follows. Yeah. So here, Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph, Reish Tadi Hei Sif Aleph, Kilei Ha'ilanos, Harehim B'chlal Mashenemar Sarcha L'Tizra Kalayim. That when it comes to Kalei Ilanos, So mixtures of trees, harehim, that's included what it means, sad chalutiz or kalayim. Ketzad, hamarkiv ilan be'ilan, if you mix ilanos, you mix trees, you graft them, kagon shehikiv yachor shel tapuach be'esrog, o esrog be'tapuach. For instance, you graft a apple tree onto a esrog tree, or an esrog tree onto an apple tree, hareze lokim in a taira. That's an isur d'oraisa. All right, you get malchus. B'chol malchum. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. V'chein hamarkiv yerek b'ilan, o ilan b'yerek, loke b'chol malchum. It says not only that, this is a little bit harder. This seems to come out of the, yeah, this is from the Mishnah, right. This is a Mishnah in Kalayim itself, and so too, if you are markiv, if you graft a vegetable to a tree, or a tree to a vegetable, you're also going to be chayiv malchus on that, b'chol makom. Where does that come from? So if, I don't know why the Beis Yosef didn't quote this. I thought I pretty good at trying to figure out how the, where the give and take is, but the Beis Yosef just doesn't quote this. I don't know. It's a Beferish Mishnah in Meseches Kalayim that describes that describes this halacha, that you're not allowed to, that not only are you not allowed to graft trees together, but even using a vegetable to hold the tree or power the tree. I don't know really how that works, but apparently that is usur as well. Then there is the next halacha, which is probably, we'll call it, in Siv Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Asur li Yisur lahaniach la'ove kochavim shiarkiv lo ilanei klayim. And it's also asur for a Jew to allow a non-Jew to do this. Shiarkiv lo ilanei klayim. That he should be marked for him his trees. Right? So it's not just an Isser for the Jew to do for himself, but having a non-Jew do it for him, right? That becomes prohibited as well. Now, what is interesting is that it is permitted to benefit from it, meaning not to spill the beans. I don't think there's any pun there anyways. But in Sif Zion, if you go to the next page of Sif Zion, the last Sif in the Simen, there it says you're not allowed to sustain a Murkav Kalayim, a grafted branch. Aval ha-pri ha-yotzi menu mutter. But the fruit that comes from it is mutter. And even if you violated the din and you were markiv it, you did it, even if you were the one who did it, it becomes mutter. And not only that, it's permissible to take an anaf from the morkav and to plant it someplace else. So that's a very interesting halacha, just because like it just seems ripe. There, the pun was somewhat intended. But it seems ripe for a din derabanan. Right? I mean, this is a din d'oraisa we're talking about. But you say, yeah, but if you did it, then all the things are going to become mutter. Right? So in most areas of halacha, like in Hilchos Shabbos, right, a guy does a malacha on Shabbos, so there's all these rules about not benefiting from the malacha during Shabbos, after Shabbos, whatever, right, in order to make sure the person doesn't go ahead and do it. All of a sudden, when it comes to Kalayim, yeah, if you did it, don't worry about it. Forget about it, right? Once it's already grown, it's already growing, and you could reap whatever rewards you would like from that tree. That pun was also somewhat intended, right? You'll be able to use it, you'll be able to eat it, you'll be able to plant more of them, meaning if you graft a an apple and an ester, which was the example, and now you have an apple, I don't know, an ethpole, or an aprog, right? So now you have your aprog, so you're permitted to, there's nothing wrong with now taking the aprog and planting more and more aprogs and growing bunches and fields of aprogs. You just can't be the one to originally go ahead and do it. Now, there's a Ramban on Chumash, which maybe we'll get to next week, where it sort of like introduces this and talks about it as being like this whole, we should sort of acknowledge Hashem's creation and not like dilute the creation. The creation is perfect, whatever. All right, so we'll get into that maybe a little bit in the future. But it's a very strange halacha, meaning it's like you're pretty much dealing with only the deoraisas. There is a derabanan of the kileah karam and chutz laaretz as well. But beyond that, after that, all the things that we would expect to find dini derabanans involved in, we seem to be like, it's all good now, right? Once you violated the din, so don't worry about it. We'll take it full advantage of all the crops that are coming from the plant that you made. So that's just. What?
You also have a strange phrasing in that, Israel lahaniach lo vedavo. It's almost like you're not allowed to prepare it for the, I mean, lahaniach is a very strange term to use, though.
Right. Right. Now, if you take a look at the gra dalid there says, why? You should lift the iver. But not only that, but the guy is mitzuvah on this as well, right? Which means that it comes from Maisa Bereishis. Now, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin that references that, and I think the Gemara there asks, well, why is it not one of the Shavuot's B'nei Noach then, right? But it is talked about, as potentially prohibited for Goyim as well. So therefore, you're not allowed to, like, leave it for them to do. But, you know, if they go ahead and do it, and even if a Jew goes ahead and does it, so, all right, wonderful. Now we'll eat all the apthrogues to our heart's content. So, all right, that's just something to keep in mind as we, take this, into the future. There are some lamaisa things, at least in here. I see the I think it gets a little bit elongated the next simon, but we'll try to catch the lemaisa things as they come up, as they pertain both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlar. Chutzlar is obviously in Eretz Yisrael, it's obviously a much bigger deal, right? Planting gardens on your porch, right, is not a on your peset, excuse me, right, is not such a simple thing in Eretz Yisrael. Like, you really do have to keep the seeds separate. But we'll see how this plays out in over a couple of weeks, not too long. All right, so I'm gonna stop here and you go pick up Shua and Mr. Shem pick up next week. Good introduction though.